Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Yanni Yair, who is the Executive Vice President of Development for the Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation, ITEC, and a proud graduate of the program. Welcome to Sports Interview.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be part of the interview, and I appreciate this marvelous opportunity.
So tell me about Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation. It just seems as if it's just an incredible foundation doing so many positive things in Israel and beyond to support children in so many ways.
Yes, the Israel Tennis and Education Centers is the largest social service for children in Israel. We serve close to 20,000 children annually. And for many of the children that we serve, the Israel Tennis and Education Centers is way beyond tennis. I think what makes us so unique and incredible that we serve children of all backgrounds and religions. So at our tennis centers, or as I like to say, the community centers, we have children that are Christians, that are Muslims, that are Jewish, that are Bedouin, that are Druze. This is how beautiful Israel is. It's diverse, it's a melting pot, and the Israel Tennis and Education Center is providing this marvelous opportunity for these children to interact, to build friendship, to respect one another, and we hope that the better future will be in the very near future.
Indeed, as I was reading through all the literature, the Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation is truly a bridge, really to bridge the divide between culture, class, ethnicity, socioeconomic disparity. So you're doing a lot of good in the world.
Thank you. That is very important for us. We feel that tennis is a great vehicle to bring together children, to build the bridge. And what we do at the tennis center, again, is the opportunity for them to really learn and respect one another through sports activities, through educational activities. We get the parents involved, and we feel that we prepare these children for life. These children are the future leaders of Israel, and I think we're giving them the right values and life skills to succeed in life and to represent Israel and do, you know, excellent work in anything that they do in their future lives.
So the ITEC has been around for a while, right?
Yes, the first center was founded back in 1976. Six visionaries that thought about what can we do to improve the quality of life of children in Israel. How can we inspire them? That goes back to some of the very tough times that Israel experienced after the Yom Kippur War in 1973, that many people ask, you know, should we stay in Israel? What should the future bring? Should we raise our children in Israel? And these six visionaries thought about what can we do for the country? How can we make sure that families stay in Israel? How can we provide some quality life for the families in Israel? And they felt that sports, in our case, tennis, would be the vehicle. We started with one center in Ramat HaSharon outside of Tel Aviv. And today we have 24 locations around the country. And most of the centers are intentionally located in underprivileged neighborhoods to keep the kids off the street and provide them with the social work that we do.
So there are 24 centers across Israel, the ITEC, correct?
Yes, 24 locations. Some of them are bigger centers, Some of them are smaller. In some of the locations, we have soccer fields, basketball fields, pickleball fields, courts, sorry. We have educational rooms. We have a place where the kids can get a hot meal. We have computer rooms. So it's like the Boys and Girls Club. It's like a JCC. I like to refer to the tennis centers as community centers because everyone is invited, everyone is welcome, and you don't need to be a great tennis player to benefit and participate in our programs.
And you have a staff of over 300 coaches, fitness instructors, social people, psychologists. I mean, this is a not just tennis you're talking about. You're talking about really helping these young people learn and grow in every aspect of life.
Yes, it's a huge operation. And as you described, we have so many professionals involved, and we are proud that we can help these children, mentor them, provide them tutors, give them the mental support now in Israel during these very, very tough days. We have extra professionals that help the children that are suffering from anxiety, from stress. And we have a lot of staff, personnel that is really impacting and helping the children during these very difficult times. And again, the focus of education, the focus of mental support is a big and significant part of who we are and what we do.
I would think since the horrible day of October 7th, the ongoing war against Hamas, this organization is so needed, not only to teach these skills in athletics, but as you mentioned, to support these young people who I'm sure are full of anxiety and nerves and fear.
Yes, October 7th was a devastating day. It was a shocking day. I can tell you that that the ITC was one of the first organizations to react due to our structure and experience and professional staff. We were able to immediately reach out to thousands of children and families and check on them. And when the kids couldn't come to the tennis centers due to the missiles, due to the war, we were able to designate special vehicles and professionals that went out there to meet the children and families and see what the need is for these families. We brought them hot meals. We had some mental support, and we made sure that we are in touch with all the children. The centers at the beginning were closed because of the missiles and war. But once, we were able to open again, hundreds of kids, thousands of families came back to the centers. In each center, we have bomb shelters. For many years, we raised money through campaigns, Rackets No Rockets, and made sure that our children safe. And during this tough times, the children are safe at the centers. Due to the campaign of having shelters in place and protecting these children.
I would think centers like this are needed more than ever as safe havens, not only physically but psychologically for these young people. And we're talking about children who are what, ages 8 to 14, who are so influenced at such early ages by what's happening in the world, what's happening on social media, what they're seeing, and just making a big difference in a positive way with these young people is just crucial.
Yes, absolutely. We believe that educating the young generation is so important, and providing the opportunity for them to succeed in life will help create better leadership. I'm proud to tell you that through the years, the organization provided opportunities to many of our graduates to come and study here in the United States. Through their tennis skills, they were able to get a full ride and study in universities here, and again to earn their degree. Right now in college, we have a Bedouin Arab who grew through the Living Together Coexistence program. We are very proud, and he brings the beautiful story about Israel. What an impact the organization made on his life. And there is a better way and a better life, by living together. And he's a true ambassador for this for this program. And hopefully many others will have the opportunity to come and study and get their education. And again, giving the opportunities for all children in Israel is truly important for us.
Certainly not everyone who goes to the tennis program becomes a professional, but you do have some true success stories, right? Can you talk about some of the star tennis players who perhaps have come out of this Israel Tennis and Education Center program?
Yes, through the years, we were fortunate to have some incredible players on tour, both on the men's and ladies. I'll start with the ladies. I'm sure that many of the audience are familiar with the name Anas Mashnova and Shachar Pierre, who played, represented Israel at the US Open and other big tournaments around the world. Shachar was top 11 in the world at her prime. Anna was top 15 in the world at her prime. And then on the men's sides, we go back to the days of Shlomo Glickstein and Amos Mansdorf and Andy Rahm and Jonathan Erlich, who won the Australian Open in doubles back in 2008. And of course, Dudi Sela, who played for many years on the tour and was a terrific player, Harel Levy, and many, many others. So we were able to create some incredible professionals who played on the tour, represented Israel, and became a role model for many of the children in Israel.
I covered many of those players you mentioned for my radio station. They all, played in the U.S. Open here in New York, and what a pleasure to see that they spent time w at the Israel Tennis and Education Center. Is that where they learned the game?
Yes, this is where they learned the game. This is where they received all their incredible values and life skills. And I'm sure that you experience, how well behaved they are and how they are handling themselves to really be ambassadors around the world for Israel, for the programs. And I think that is a significant achievement. Of course, becoming a famous tennis player is terrific, but for us, it's so important that these players also be great human beings and wonderful ambassadors. And all of them are absolutely extraordinary.
Yanni, are these programs after their schooling, or does it replace the ac their actual education as well?
So most of the programs take place in the afternoon from 1 o'clock when children finish their school in Israel till about 9 and sometimes 10 o'clock at night when their parents are able to come and pick them up from their activities. For some children, they do come to the center at 6 o'clock in the morning before going to school and then again coming after school to the tennis center. So there are some children that spend 7, 8 hours a day at the center. And again, they get way beyond the tennis curriculums, and it's a safe place for them to be.
And have you expanded here in the United States at all?
So what we do here in the United States is more tennis events, tennis exhibitions, where we bring delegations from Israel 3 times a year that we can share our meaningful and powerful message with our supporters, with our friends. And this summer, we'll have a few events coming up. We're going to have a terrific, diverse delegation from Israel who will showcase their skills, but more important, they will speak about their life in Israel. They will speak about the impact that the organization has on their life and the opportunities that ITEC is providing them. So we are always looking to come to new communities bring the delegation, or as I like to say, the ambassadors interact with people so they can learn about the significant work that we do and how relevant ITC is during these very tough times.
Talk about some of the fundraisers that you will be doing right here in the Hamptons.
So in the Hamptons, we are fortunate to have an event in West Hampton Beach on Friday, August 16th, and then a couple of private events as well on August 17th, a private home in Southampton, on August 24th, a private home in Sagaponack, and then again a private event on August 25th in Southampton. Beside the Hamptons, we'll also travel to Minneapolis and Scarsdale, New York. This will complete the August cycle, and then the next team will be coming in March when we cover the Florida state.
And I understand Brenda Axelrod will be one of the honorees.
Yes, Brenda and her family are longtime supporters of the organization. We feel honored and fortunate to have them as part of the family. And we want to recognize Brenda's tremendous care and love for the children in Israel and her generosity. And we're going to honor her on August 17th at our event. The meaningful funds that will be raised for that event will be to operate an oasis of joy at one of our centers in Israel. The oasis of joy is a special a space for children and parents to spend many, many hours. This is a space where we give these children hot meals, computer games. They can meet mentors, psychologists, and just interact with friends.
I know Brenda and her daughter Lisa Konsker has they've been just tremendous supporters of the Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation. And tell me more about your trip here to the Hamptons, because these programs are so meaningful. Where can people, get involved or learn more about what you're doing out here on the East End of Long Island?
Fantastic. So if anyone is interested to attend, to participate, they can either call us at 954-480-6333 or email us at yyair@itecenters.org. And I will be delighted to invite them to participate, to attend, to meet our diverse delegation, to interact with them. In some of the events, we have the opportunity to hit with them some tennis balls, and would love people to come and learn about the work we do and the importance of it.
Sure, the work is extensive. The Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation, I mean, just from reading these programs again, you're teaching girls empowerment, you're building self-esteem, self-worth. You have a special needs program. There's so many programs as under the umbrella of the foundation, right? That you're affecting and influencing in such a positive way so many young people.
Yes, I think this is a part of who we are, and what we do is providing the opportunity to everyone in Israel to be part of it. I think our social impact programs are extraordinary, are impactful. And as you described, we have designated programs for living together, where we bring children of all backgrounds together to participate. We have an Ethiopian empowerment program for immigrants who came to Israel from Ethiopia. We have the girls' empowerment program, and that is so remarkable. And Children at Risk is a significant and important program that we have. And we have many other social impact programs. So any child in Israel can actually be part of it. And again, we have so many designated and diverse programs at our centers.
And the website is itecenters.org. So you can learn more about this incredible foundation and their work throughout Israel, impacting in such a positive way. Thousands of young people, they are coming here to the Hamptons August 18, 19. That sounds like you'll be here for the whole weekend, doing some fundraising programs and educating people out here about the just the incredible programs and the and how you really touch and positively influence young people. The Israel Tennis and Education Centers. Yanni, thank you so much for sharing this incredible program with our audience and continued success. I think now more than ever, we need to get behind the work of the Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation and really promote peace and bridge that gap, as you say, that divide between cultures, class, ethnicity, and socioeconomics disparity. We really have to all pull together and do good work and teach young people that a bridge is so important and possible, correct?
Beautiful, well said. And thank you for this marvelous opportunity. And I appreciate your passion about our cause. And again, invite your audience to join us the weekends of August 16th and the 24th to meet the delegation. And of course, when people travel to Israel, we would love for them to come to our centers and see them firsthand, to interact with the kids. There isn't anything like seeing it firsthand. It is an extraordinary organization. And what we do at the Israel Tennis and Education Center is strengthening Israel through the children, through the values and life skills that we are providing them.
Yanni Yair, again, thank you so much for being on Sports Interview, the Executive Vice President of Development for the Israel Tennis and Education Centers Foundation. And once again, that website to get more information is itecenters.org. Thanks again, Yanni.
Beautiful and shalom.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.